said, bad news travels at the speed of sound, and good news travels as fast as molasses going uphill in January.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It is the most wonderful time of the year, and it's time for our annual Christmas quiz. Gather the family, grab some high-calorie Christmas cookies, and keep track of your score. Are you ready? Question 1. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what made the Grinch so cranky? A. His mother-in-law told him how to wrap presents each Christmas Eve. B. His shorts were 2 sizes too tight. Or C. His heart was 2 sizes too small. The answer is, drum roll! C. His heart was 2 sizes too small. Did you get it? If not, my heart goes out to you. Let's pitter-patter off to question 2. What is the shape of the candy cane modeled after? A. A hockey stick. B. A shepherd's crook. Or C. A fish hook. The answer is B. A shepherd's crook. If you picked hockey stick, take 2 minutes in the penalty box for tripping, and then skate on to question 3. What was the first instrument on which Silent Night was played? A. The accordion. B. The guitar. C. The kazoo. Or D. The pipe organ. And the answer is B. Silent Night was first played on the guitar. By the way, my Sunday school teacher played the accordion and carried a beeper. Optimistic of him, don't you think? Off to question 4. How did Xmas originate as an abbreviation for Christmas? A. People had less paper back then. B. Atheists didn't like to write the word Christ. C. The Greek word for Christ is Christos. And the answer is C. It came from the Greek spelling. Christ has often been written as XP or XT for the past 1,000 years. Question 6. Which is the only book to mention the visit of the wise men to the infant Jesus? A. Matthew. B. Mark. C. Luke. Or D. Larry? The answer is A. Matthew. Matthew tells us very little about the wise men. We don't know their names, how many there were, or if they arrived by camel or Camaro. If you chose D, the book of Larry, run and dunk your head in a snowdrift. It's not in the Bible. Well, it's time to tally your score. If you know that Christmas Island is in the Indian Ocean, or you noticed that there was no question number 5, collect 2 bonus points. If your score was 1 or 2, good try. Take an aspirin and try this quiz again in the morning. If you scored 3 to 4, not bad. Your potential is showing. If you scored 5, masterful, brilliant, genius. Send us a note and we will place your name in a draw for a free fruitcake. Aren't you glad there won't be a test like this when you reach heaven? We'll be celebrating the child of the manger. On Christmas Eve, 1931, Ed and Julia Stewart were driving home to celebrate an Arizona Christmas when they got a flat tire. While her hubby changed the flat, Mrs. Stewart wandered off and stumbled upon a hat box. She leaned over, lifted the lid, and found a perfectly healthy newborn girl. The Stewarts handed the little Christmas miracle over to the authorities. She was adopted, became Sharon Elliott, and hit the front page of almost every newspaper in the country. Sharon didn't know until she was 55 that she was adopted. Of course, Sharon wasn't the first mystery baby to show up and become associated with Christmas, was she? Today we give thanks for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, which means God with us. He came to rescue and save us, to bring us hope. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Rethink, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and 4 easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.